69, how can I help you?
Okay, well, we have a problem. This is my first week back on day shift in 4 years, and I've been fighting to stay awake, and in fact, I took a nap out at St. Helens before we driving back here so I could do this safely. On the way back here, after I talked to you last, I had to throw a loud and verbal couple off, and I'm at the end of my leash. I cannot drive safely any further, period.
All righty. Let's go ahead and have you hold there then at Jefferson and Fifth, and we'll have a supervisor come and meet with you and figure it out from there.
That's hunky-dory. There's no way. Thank you.
You're welcome. 1655.
1382.
71, ready?
82.
82. Clear on the proper, have a good night.
Alright, 1656.
9912. Inbound, Southeast Main and Millport.
9112, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. I have a female passenger on board, and she boarded the bus, I believe it was northbound on McLaughlin at Courtney, and I think she left her wallet there, so I don't know if we have any 33s. Coming up to that stop, if they may be able to take a look.
I can do that. Just have her call customer service in about 30 minutes or so, and they'll have the information if we find it.
All right, copy that. Thank you.
You're welcome, at 1659.
Affirmative. And when you get to Gateway, the APACA code is 427.
All right, and then train 47, I'm going to change my APACA to route code 427 at Gateway.
Yep, APACA 427, and your route code will be 65. Thanks.
At
17-01.
Thank you.
Certainly how I got it started, but it started. So we've got like a ghost electrical problem on this. It's going to need some troubleshooting. So I want it to deadhead to the garage and I want to follow it. So we're going to do that. Do you, when this operator gets to center, do you want her to get another bus?
Yes, affirmative, and I will call the spotter and let him know. So hopefully they'll have one for him, for them, yes.
All right, I copy.
Thank you. 1721.
Okay, but I can utilize trains in the yard now, correct?
Yeah, 6-3, that's affirmative. Was only working on Y-21, and that one is good to go. So, yes, you can move whatever trains you need to.
Thank you.
1725.
Crossing inspection from air cargo to Cascades on the red line. And that, have yourself a good trip.
43 copy, crossing inspection, air cargo to Cascades. You have a good night too. Thank you.
Thank you. 1738. And trains, 7.
7, watching your signals.
I copy. Yeah, when you get up to BTC, can you make announcements from BTC to library for anyone needing the red line to board your train, transfer at gateway?
Affirmative.
Yeah, excellent, thank you. And 9594.
By the guidelines. Out at fire, out at 174, you get back to me to what they say.
West on Division at 37th. I'm reporting at Chavez stop. Passengers got off the bus and a man jumped out from the shelter like he was going to attack them, waving his arms and lunging towards the passengers screaming. He continued to scream. He didn't hit them, but he's out of control and he scared those two people and I think that somebody needs to go talk to him.
talk to that pedestrian that's hanging out in the shelter.
So is he camping in the shelter? Like, does he have belongings and stuff there, or is he just there currently?
No, I didn't see any sign of camping in the shelter.
And you said that was Division and Cesar Chavez inbound?
Correct, inbound.
And do you have a description?
Yeah, he was on my bus earlier, so I remember him. And when he was on my bus, he was also out of control, but we got him off. White male, probably about 5'8", medium build. Stringy, brown hair just to his shoulders. Oh, gosh. His clothing, it was dark colors. That's all I remember. Browns.
All right, copy. We'll have a supervisor check it out. Thank you. 1802.